Shishan Ravad and Shmini, talking about the concept of Kovod. So the Jewish concept of Kovod is to appreciate the values of other people, the true values of other people. Very different than what the secular world, Western world, looks at Kovod. The Western world looks at Kovod as a person spending his whole life to ensure that everybody around him holds that he is the greatest living person. And it's a non-ending preoccupation. No one ever really reaches the goal, because that doesn't happen. And even if it doesn't happen to certain people, it's not because people really respect them, it's because they want to get something out of them. So the whole thing is a fake. But by us, COVID is, it's not that we don't hold up COVID. COVID is appreciation of the value that another person has. True value, spiritual value. Person has midas tovus, or he works on his midas. Somebody deserves COVID. Person exerts himself in his tefillahs, chasodim, his toyim, his mitzvahs, deserves COVID. HaKadosh Baruch Hu deserves COVID. The whole world was created that we should, says HaKol Baruch L'Choydek, he's saying the bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself says, I create the world with Pasuk in Yeshayahu, L'Choydek. Doesn't mean that Hashem is looking out for COVID. He doesn't mean our COVID. The COVID of a minute speck of the universe doesn't make much of a difference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gave us the opportunity to connect to Him and His values. And the way we do it is by the mechab of those values. The person is out of the mitzvah. He doesn't appreciate the great gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. But he's mechab of the mitzvahs. Mechab is the one who gave us those mitzvahs. Then that's our way of showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am interacting with you. I appreciate this world you created and the life you have given me and the potential cash you have given with me. Yeah. What's the gematria of COVID? Oh, 32? Yeah. Same gematria as leave. And we'll start with that. Okay. So anyway, this is also in learning. Friends, not mechabit is learning. He will not learn properly and it won't affect him. It says Hashem didn't give the Torah to Umas Olam. Because he gave them the Torah, they would learn in the bathroom. Because as far as the Goyim are concerned, everything is, any type, there's no reason to, even for us, not to learn physics, mathematics in the bathroom. Because wisdom. There's no contradiction between the bathroom and wisdom. But there is a contradiction to spiritual endeavors in the bathroom, connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the bathroom. The bathroom, we're involved in the most basic physical side of ourselves, and that's not the place where we should be learning the Torah. So if I cannot appreciate the Torah as something different than the rest of the chokhmahs of the world, I just think, oh, it's another way of wisdom. And this is the point of the Torah. Because the whole purpose of the Torah and the whole purpose of creation is for us to find a value which is greater than anything physical. Physical means not only wealth and power, it means even physical knowledge, understanding the universe. It's wonderful, it's all good. That's just a very basic level of existence. The higher level of existence is understanding more Kodesh Baruch Hu, understanding His Torah, this is the Etzem, is the basis of the whole story of Tzadikim, which me and Hashem will have this week. The Yevonim, their whole goal was to deify physicality. There's nothing greater than the physical world, above the physical world. And therefore, the Beit HaMikdash was the last thing they wanted to exist. There should be a nation that holds that the physical world is the lowest level of our existence, and the real high level of existence is Hashrat HaShrina in the Beit HaMikdash. Nivra Torah, Rismila, that sanctifies the human body, and says the human body is not just here for physical pleasure, it's also here to serve Hashem. Even producing the next generation, the Beit HaMikdash, perpetuating the nation that values the values of Kodesh Baruch Hu. That was all the gzeres of the Yevonim against the Jews. They started with desecrating the Beit HaMikdash to show that spiritual level is nothing. They were about it. And then they make gzeres against Torah, Mila, Shabbos, all the things that our world that shows that we're living in a world above the rest of the world. We appreciate that value. And that was the whole test from Kodesh Baruch Hu, to see how God will react to it. Are you going to say, okay, we have the days of glory, we have the days of glory, we have the days of Mikdash, and we were a powerful nation, and the Mela, yeah? And those are over, and now we just accept the Greek version of life? Well, let me say no. That appreciation and the greatness of the Torah life, the life of our Kodesh Baruch Hu, was so valuable, we're willing to do anything, to go all out, to preserve it. We'll risk our lives for it, because that is what life is all about. That's the real COVID. I give value to the point that I'm willing, that I understand that without the life is not life. This is the most valuable thing in life. Moshe, we had a Hashemanoim that did that, and that created the whole Hatzot. So, COVID is not adobah shomabachat. It's not something not important, extremely important. The question is, what type of kavod a person's involved? The kavod is to give value to our world, to the spiritual world, and to value to those who live by that world, and value HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to us that world, then in Chanan will take full advantage of it and will grow to be the great people. I'll be the great person and we'll be the great people. That's our goal. And that's what we fought for, and that's what keeps the life going. And if we don't appreciate it, then Chas V'Shalom, what happens, we end up assimilating the rest of society. That happens by the secular world. Secular Jews, unfortunately, do not survive. Every generation, we have another segment of Judaism going into that lack of being Mechab themselves in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah, and just falling into the values of the rest of the world, and then they say it out of Klal Yisrael. We're part of that great nation that's holding steadfast and being proud of it. Yeah. It's very important in the family itself also. It says, in order to be a good husband, you have to be mechabed, your wife, Yisrael Migufa. Once again, we're not talking about flattery. Somebody recently told me that they were always taught that you have to compliment their kids, and never worked. So finally somebody taught them that you really have to hold highly of your kids, and then the compliments will work. And that's the same thing. Today, everything's techniques. Techniques without the heart behind it are valueless. Same thing with children, or wives, or whatever it is. If you're just doing it because you read in a book that if you want to get what you want out of your wife, give her a compliment, or you want to make the kids calm, give them a compliment, but you really deep down do not appreciate them, they only see what you feel in your heart. They don't see what you're telling them. They know it's just a game. That's real cover. Cover is a real thing. There's a value here. I'm able to see in every child, in my wife, in my friends, whoever it is, there's something special about each one of them. You have to keep your eyes open for it. So that's the Jewish covenant which we've been working on, which, like we said, is a very important thing. It's a basic thing of Klal Yisrael. Anything you want to do right, you have to be mechaber, otherwise it won't go. Tefillah. People have problems. They can't be mechaber in tefillah. They don't realize they're coming late, they're leaving early. So they're being mezalf in tefillah. If you look at tefillah as being the most important part of the day, your meeting, melech matzeh and lochak kodesh bo. You come late to the meeting. If Netanyahu would invite you to a meeting, Trump, or anybody in between, you'd be sure to be there exactly on time. You wouldn't come late. Why? Because he has to do something important. So why, when we have a meeting with Melech Malach and Melech Kodesh Baruch Hu, the president can come late and leave early? It's mizalv in the tefillah. If you mizalv in the tefillah, there's no hope for the tefillah. When you come 5 minutes later, the tefillah is over. Because you show that it's not important to me. You show it's important to me. Yeah? Same thing with Limud HaTorah. You have to give a cheshiva to Limud HaTorah. Shulchan Aruch pass, and the person has to be conveyed to Limud HaTorah. He's a very busy person. Okay, it's only a half hour a day. He says, I have a day, can't give it up for anything. What do you mean? I have a big business deal. No, can't give it up. What do you mean? Have to move it. By giving it up, it's basically showing I don't value my Torah. It's not worth it. The business deal is $100,000. My Torah is worth less than $100,000. I gave a very cheap price rate to my Torah. My Torah is eternal. It's worth $1 trillion. Worth that $100,000. Yeah. So that's the real covenant. And like we said, don't confuse with the fourth covenant. What is the fourth covenant? Okay. So in page Rish Lamed Hay on the bottom, Rish Lamed Aleph on the bottom, Vada Shmini. After the divine mind of the covenant, Shreds Badinus and Nebuchadnezzar Silas and Ruach. Still now we're talking about the good covenant. It comes from a sensitivity and an uplifted feeling that I do appreciate these things, these lofty things. And through that, I can really appreciate those around us because I know that they have these values. And sometimes you can see a person that doesn't seem to be the biggest tzaddik, but he's trying. He deserves tremendous credit for trying, of not being worse. Because, Now, person says, oh, I worked in COVID for so long and have time to take care of my own COVID. What does that mean? To me, the Zodam Shayna Reutze, a Yudea, the Makis Kashibusa Amitis. The fact that a person needs, once again, we're not talking about a person who's Machabed himself. It says that Tom Machabed is not allowed to go around with filthy clothing. But that's because it's representing the Torah. He has to have enough bodhis. He has to have a certain,
appearance.
What?
Appearance?
Yeah, appearance. The Machabedic appearance. Yeah. He was talking about a person that feels that life is about getting other people to recognize how great I am. I'm a bachelor, Akma Ukokash Kitri, She'enu, Samlet Kral, or even Busai. As you other, my latest of Nimis. The person realizes that he has a personal, individual relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Each one of us has it. Every Jew has my personal connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Goyim is not like that. The Goyim is just part of the world. Part of the billions and trillions of creatures that exist in the world. Klal Yisrael, every individual has personal relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavli Yom, pay attention to every act you do. Do something good, has a positive effect on the entire world. Something bad, another way around. person that feels that need for people to recognize his values that stems from the fact he doesn't realize that tremendous connection he has between HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I remember a Gusman, a great Rosh Hashiva. He was a young man. He was dying in the Bezner of Chaim Moshe. So once there was a meeting of all the early Israel, and Chaim Moshe couldn't come. So he asked Gusman to represent him. Gusman said, oh, I'm very lovely. I got all the names, but the biggest Rebbe, the biggest Rosh Hashiva. And for some reason he came a little bit late. When he walked in, they said, this is the Shliach, the representative of Chaim Moshe. Oh, I want the Shliach of Chaim Moshe. They all stood up for it. So he said, after that event, impossible to give him COVID anymore. I said, what's it worth? Who are you? I said, everyone's fine. At that level, you know, the greatest people in Kali Yisrael are standing up for him. Yeah, they used to say that. Seriously, but he's bringing out a point. That if a person realizes it's true nechvodus, he doesn't have a need for every person that he bumps into to hail him as being such a wonderful person. So we have a nechvodus in relation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in economy, a person needs COVID. The question is, where do you need the cover from? Do you need from the people around you? Or do you need the cover from the fact that you recognize that I'm a Mechudas, that I have values, I have mitzvahs, I'm doing things above the level. Once again, it's not looking down at everybody else. Valuing myself, just like we said before, a person has to give himself, give others value for the real nature of things. You also have to, and the Chanan can sell values, but the true values, not just recognition. So the kid says, the type of person who's always waiting and looking for things in Mechavad him because he's not Mechavad himself. So it doesn't come from him, he needs it from somebody else. So the person really appreciates himself. You notice that all the people that are always getting insulted, those type of people, and have kindness in everybody that's not treating them with enough cover, stems from the fact that they do not hold highly of themselves. Therefore, they have such a strong need for all this stuff. The person really holds highly of themselves. Once again, not guided. Guy who means I'm better than the other one. You're not better. Who knows? The other guy may be better than you. But I know that I was created with the ability to have a passion for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Baruch Hashem, I'm doing my best. I could do better, it's true, but I have value. The value is based on my behavior, not the hate some people say. So a person pushes himself to put on the dais, put on the limelight, attract attention. This is what Chazal says. This is the cover that's Moisius, all the men are ill. He's destroying his life. Instead of doing things of value, he's always seeing how to push himself around. And he says, the person lives that type of life, he's stuck. So he's tennis, this ne'odim, kolim, this bigyan ilom ha'pnimi. Our goal in life is to develop that internal casual HaKadosh Baruch Hu between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I'm spending my whole time trying to make impressions on other people, that's a contradiction to that casual between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says that the type of person that's not spending his whole life running after the fact for other people, after other people to mechaber him. But lemaisa, when the mechaber him, it feels good. I remember I was once here at Geshe Elis, and he was like the most furthest away from these things. He was like talking, why in the world should I make a difference to you one way or the other to mechaber you or not? That's one in a million that thinks that way. Even very social people admit it. Feels good. I'm honest, it feels good. I'm not running after it. Yeah. He says, hard not to have that feeling. The Lamaisi says that the pleasure from getting help from other people does push a person in that direction, that there is value to the fact that other people are Mechaber. I remember a statement that he used to go to America once in a while in Europe, and come about wherever he went, everybody was dancing and singing and whatever. And he used to say that it's one of the hardest things for him to do, because COVID he gets over there, he knows it's so damaging to him. He has to make the nefesh for Klal Yisrael to get that type of COVID. That's the way I look at it. It's just poison. So if you're not getting too much cover, don't feel bad. Because the ones that, like I said, the people that you could look at this person, well, this person is going to have a lot of cover. So if he's that type of person that's always looking for external cover, he's worse off than you are. Because you get a little bit in, then you want more. More and more and more. That's his whole life. He's messing up his whole life just to ensure that he gets more cover. And we, Baruch Hashem, that's what we're saying, this is the beauty of Klal Yisrael. Like we mentioned before, Rabbi Feldman, this is one of the reasons why the Goyim hate us. Because they see that we have these values and we have a beautiful life with that, with our values, and their values are valueless. You can see our Goyim Yisrael, that they're running as fast as they're away from being in the limelight. And once they're happy in their life, they do what they have to be because of responsibility, not because they want it. There's no voting that each one tries to push himself and
for millions and thousands with campaigns to be the next government of Israel.
Never happens. Every government of Israel that I know for the past 40 years, they were all people that they were over the Hashem at a very high level, but they weren't looking for it. But it came, they took the responsibility. Yeah. And these other people, their whole life is about getting more power, more cover, and the constant in friction with other people that are competing with them and trying to outdo them. And yeah, life is never. You can see the most powerful person in the world when he's standing in somebody that's more wealthy than him. He has a hard time handling it because that's what life is. I have to be the best at everything, the biggest, most powerful. If somebody has something more than me, it's hard to handle. It's a sick life. This is Gemara Titus. It says, Rav Nachman, by Rav Chisler, Rav Nachman, by Yitzchak, Luk mi mar leisi legabon. You come and come to us. He was living with some chaver that were not such high level people. What's the difference among living amongst people that don't appreciate you or people that are not high level? I'm supposed to be mechaber my mokum. I don't need people to be mechaber me. We see the Asina. And when the Shechina was on Asina, then it was a very holy place. Nobody was allowed to go up to Asina. When the Shechina went away, then in Chanavi, even the animals can go up. Yeah. Etc. So Rabbi Yisi is saying that a person, the place is not mechab the person. The person has to mechab the place. That's about a human being, and he's being arrived from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is posh. A mountain has no value more than any other mountain. Hashem decides to put his Shekhinah on this mountain, obviously gives it kedusha. So the second Shekhinah goes away, so obviously there's nothing left. What does that have to do with the fact that a human being is mechab the place? And not the place mechab the human being. Maybe there's an issue for people to mechab him. And we learn from here that in the Chanami, it's the same thing. Just like the Shechina is in the Kaddish, Har Sinai, and the Mela that requires an hog of covet, people have to mechab him. Also the same thing. A person who's at a great spiritual level that automatically brings Kedusha to his place. And the Mela people are supposed to be mechab him. But it's not that he has to wait for people, a person has to wait for people to mechab him. It's not the other way around. He has to bring himself to a level that's worthy of Kovel. There's the famous joke or story that Rav Shteyman told the Rav. The Rav said, my town is not enough Kovel HaToyah in my town. So Rav Shteyman said, I didn't know your name was HaToyah. And it was the fact that the kind of the reason why the Machabed is not 100% their fault. Basically, I think it's coming from Manusha. If you're a Mechul B'dikah person, it shouldn't bother you so much. And if it's because you're not Mechul B'dikah, then Echanami, you want Mechul B'dikah, don't, what do you want from me? Yeah. People come to, so, leave that story in. Okay. That's our goal in life. Each one of Klal Yisrael is not just receives the Torah in Har Sinai, but each one of us has a goal to make ourselves like the Har Sinai. We are people that our lives are guided by Kodesh Baruch Hu. And when our lives are guided by Kodesh Baruch Hu, it gives an automatic Kedusha and Siyata Shemai and everything to our surroundings. And maybe people appreciate it. Yeah. So that's what we're just stressing right now. Not to confuse what we've been discussing the past months with the Goyish idea of Kovet. The Goyish idea of Kovet stems from the opposite. Inside the person is totally empty. And then everything has to be external. That's Esav. Esav is described as Chazal Tachazim. The inside is Tomei and the outside is, has his glihud. That's the secular world. You have to make external expressions. And that's what life is all about. Make sure as many people as you can, make a new site for yourself and everybody can join into it and see how great you are. That's what life is all about, which is an empty life, valueless life, and it causes people to do the most horrible things. Because when you want external recognition of your honor, your power, it brings people to do all kinds of things that are not necessarily good for mankind. But it's the other way around. What the people around us do is not what interests us. What interests us is that we recognize each Jew has a true inner greatness. We have a true direct connection between us and our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's what makes us feel good about ourselves. If we're not perfect, we're not perfect. But none of the Yisraelis say you're not perfect, you're nothing. No Jew is a nothing. Every Jew is a big deal. And I think I appreciate everything we're doing. Every mitzvah we do is something powerful. More powerful than anything any good in the world can do. That's the cover we can give to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. We give to ourselves. And maybe it gives us a peace of mind also.
The other cover is Moitzi to Adam and Oilam. It causes him to look away from the real purpose of the world. The whole purpose of the world is that we should connect our Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the goodness, and then we'll miss Anakin Hashem, we'll have eternal goodness with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's about, by focusing on Kodesh Baruch Hu, focusing on our natural ability to connect our Kodesh Baruch Hu. The opposite of the Redisa cover of the secular world, that our Kodesh Baruch Hu is not the factor, but just the people around them are the factor, and the male, whatever is in style, is going to be what he's going to do, and not be guided by any value. Because in order to be popular, you have to be what they call nowadays politically correct. Yeah, we should be very for the Mets, like we said, where the Shabbos, not the Shabbos, it's like, not the Shabbos before Hanukkah, this is what Hanukkah is about. We have this deep inner recognition, it doesn't make a difference what's going on in the world. The Yevonim is graded, called Dol Shabbat Kedusha, is graded the base of Mexico, desecrated the base of Mexico, tried to desecrate the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, which I tell you, even the wives of Klal Yisrael, they got involved in. And we have those members of Klal Yisrael that recognize we don't need recognition. We need our Keshe with the Kodesh Baruch. That's the full value of a life. That's what life is all about. And with that, they had the power to fight against the Yevonim, and Hashem gave him the miracle. Not for this reason, Hashem did the work we didn't have to do for ourselves. Because once you go with the Kodesh Baruch, everything works out. And we should have a wonderful week and a wonderful Hanukkah for ourselves in Hanukkah. Jesus, when we're thanking Hashem, part of the thanking Hashem is thank Hashem, we are your chosen nation. And thank Hashem that I was given my family and everything else. Appreciate them. Yes, Hashem. We'll all be Miss Allah and see you soon.